Exclusive, Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Parents, students must prioritize return on investment for career success. By Katherine Hamilton on November 23, 2025. In an education landscape that overcharges and underdelivers, students and parents must look at return on investment and consider alternatives that will best prepare young people for career success. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow. In a broad-ranging sit-down interview on The Alex Marlow Show on Thursday, McMahon discussed empowering states, students, and parents, tailoring education toward the needs of individual students, and making it more affordable, all while also trying to put herself out of a job. Ultimately, President Donald Trump has ordered the dismantling of the Department of Education. Although Congress must officially shutter the department since it was created by Congress under former President Jimmy Carter 45 years ago. Marlow asked McMahon how Trump's education department is seeking to ameliorate the crushing student loan debt many young people are taking on in the hopes of carving a career path and financially supporting themselves. I think we have to look broadly over the whole education experience, the higher education experience, and what these student loans are going for. And I think that's one of the things that President tried to correct in the big, beautiful bill. He kept loans, and he took away some of the loans that had been accessible, McMahon replied. When you think about the fact that a university could just simply say, "This is how much it costs to come and get this program," and then a student could borrow that amount, what incentive is there for colleges and universities then to reduce their cost? What is the opposite incentive? It is to raise their costs, and so we have had to stop that and put some caps on that. Watch the full interview. Besides capping student loan costs, McMahon proposed that Americans must look at education differently and consider alternative paths that may cost less and be better suited to certain vocations. "I don't think everyone needs a four-year college education," she said. "We have to change that thinking because today we have many jobs that are available for our skilled workforce. About 700,000 openings in skilled workforce. Students can go right into those kinds of programs with community colleges or trade schools and get into the economy and start making money for themselves. They might use that money that they're making to go on to school if they want to do that at a later time. Or they can start their own business or they can continue working with a company with that skill trade," she added, pointing out that one of the fastest rising millionaire classes in the United States are those who work in trades. "Please don't misunderstand. I'm very happy for people to go to college and those who can go to college. And there are some of our careers that really require that. If you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, all of that," she noted. "But you can really have a great life and do something that you thoroughly enjoy and not have to spend 4 years in college. If young people do decide to pursue a four-year degree," McMahon said parents and students must seriously evaluate whether or not attending a certain school or earning a certain degree will set them up for success. "We want to make sure students understand what their ROI is on going to college, and parents have to look at that. Parents have to look at, okay, what is this university going to cost for me to send my child there? This is the career that they're looking for. This is the degree that they're getting. What will that degree deliver for them? What is the average return on investment? Can they make enough money so that they're not going into their years in Social Security repaying their loans?" she said. "One of the things we are looking at in terms of the student loan program is the FAFSA application student loans. We want to build in a segment that will actually counsel to say, this is what the cost for this program is, this is what the average pay is for this particular job. This is another university that offers a very similar program and a difference in cost. That'll be something that'll be very helpful for parents," she said. McMahon advised parents to be involved in their child's education at every step to ensure young people make the best choices for themselves and their strengths. "Be involved. Go to your school board meetings. Help elect your school board members, stay in touch with teachers. Be involved in that curriculum," she said. "I cannot emphasize enough that parents are the best ones to help direct and guide their children in the educational process," she continued. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.